Hey now, motherfuckers, put your hands up in the fucking air. It's after dark, bitches. Midnight out Saturday night, dip hit. Oh, sucky, sucky now. It's dip hit after dark. Dip hit after dark. The creepy Kentuckian motherfucker. Uncle Bill, motherfucker. Mama Jenny, motherfucker. Dip hit after fucking dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark.
All right, folks. Creepy Kentuckian here. We've got some internet connection issues, which is what is to be expected with the first time show. And it's going to be so good that it's going to make you dick hard, that's for sure. And, yeah, basically what this show is kind of a, you know, anything goes, no holds barred. Anything, you know, pop culture. And we should have a co-host on here. Hello.
Okay. Is that better?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, great.
Cool. Is everybody else hearing Jenny all right? Q. All right.
Okay, good.
So, like I was saying before, Uncle Bill, they picked him up. I mean, this is kind of hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've kept up with all the latest drama on Facebook and all that craziness, but it's one of those deals where, you know, he's scared. Uncle Bill's scared right now, folks. And I, you know, I don't know. He needs to watch his ass where he's at. That's all I can say.
Yeah, don't drop the soap, UB.
So, Jenny. For anybody out there that doesn't know, like, I guess give yourself, like, a little introduction or whatever. Like, the people that don't know about you.
I have to do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, why not? You gotta...
Oh, what am I going to say?
Well, talk about some of your interests. I mean, one of the big things that people are probably like, wow, what in the hell is she doing on Dead Pit? You're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So we can talk a little bit about that, like, you know, you're not into the KFC or anything, right?
No, I'm not, actually, unfortunately.
So, is it one of those deals where it's like, just one day you decided, you know, no more meat, or what?
I don't know, I became a vegetarian when I was around 14, and I don't know, I just didn't really feel like eating meat anymore.
So it was just something that was like, were you ever big into, like, you know, bacon and hot dogs?
No, well, the funny thing is that, like, people always talk about that, like, that's the most difficult thing to give up, or, you know, how they could never be vegetarian because of bacon, and I actually never liked bacon. I never ate it. It wasn't something that I liked at all.
Really?
It wasn't ever something that I had to, like, give up. I actually didn't even really care about meat in general that much. It wasn't, I don't know, it just wasn't really something that I really was that into or really even liked that much. So it wasn't difficult for me to stop eating it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since you've been doing it so long, I guess, I mean, not to give your age away or anything, but I mean, since you were 14, I mean, that's pretty, I'd say you're pretty much one of the only people in your school that were on that type of diet, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So did
I only had maybe like a couple other friends or so who were vegetarian.
Yeah, so did, like, when you were in the line at school and shit, and you were talking, like, you were going through, and you were like, no, that's got, like, bacon in it or something, or you know, or something. Did the cooks, were they like, what the fuck is your problem? I mean, I could imagine, like, they were probably...
No, well, actually, no, because I honestly hardly ever, bought lunch at school. I always packed my lunch, because school lunches fucking suck, so...
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there.
I always just brought my lunch because it was like a million times better than anything you could get at school.
Yeah. Have you noticed, though, like, we were talking about bacon earlier, though, like, mm-hmm. what is the deal lately where, like, it's the cool thing to talk about, like, and they've got, if you go to this website called thinkgeek.com, I think is, mm-hmm. They have, like, a whole section on bacon. Like, they've got Bacon-A's, they've got bacon salt. You know, bacon mayonnaise is what I mean by Bacon-A's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when did that start? When bacon was like, yes, this is funny. We're going to, you know, everything, want to make everything bacon. And you've got, we were talking the other night, actually, about the Burger King bacon chocolate sundaes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
When did that become popular? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those food trends, like, you know, like a lot of other things that come and go and, you know, things that are big. And I think it's just one of those things, or who knows, like maybe like the like country's pork producers are behind some big campaign to push bacon. I don't know.
I always kind of like bacon.
Yeah, it's
I'm
just
not...
one of those food trends that, you know, people are just trying to capitalize on. And
I guess, I mean... It's one of those deals where, like, you go to, I don't know how many fairs and shit you have up where you're at, but, like, down here they have, the big thing is, like, dipping every damn thing in chocolate, and they have, like, chocolate-covered bacon,
mm-hmm,
they have, like,
yeah.
you know, every candy bar you can think of deep-fried, you know, mm-hmm. just a weird, like, carnival concoctions, I guess. And bacon,
yeah.
yeah, somebody mentioned the Baconator from Wendy's and stuff, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's... It's a little too much bacon on the Baconator. I'll say that. But the bacon...
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know. The Baconator, like... I'm just worried eventually they're going to do, like, the double Baconator or something, put even more bacon on it.
Oh, my God. Did you see that one thing? It was so ridiculous. Like, this one guy... I can't remember what country it was in. But he basically ate a sandwich with, like... a ridiculous number, like 500 pieces of bacon or something on it. I can't, he was trying to break a record or something, and it was just something completely fucking ridiculous. And like, so he had this sandwich with like 1,000 pieces of bacon or something like that. It was so stupid.
Yeah, the one time I had a Baconator, and trust me, it was just one time.
Yeah, he probably is dead.
Yeah, I had one Baconator, and like, I think it gave me the shits for like a day. Like, I don't know what it was. It was just
probably
too,
did. All that grease.
Yeah, all the grease and the
right
cheese.
Through, yeah.
And, yeah, the... And I was like, you know, I remember when I was eating it, I was like, this is wrong. You know, I mean, this is not, like, you know, and I'm, you know, usually I'll eat anything like that, but, like, yeah this is like, I don't know.
But even for you, it was just too much.
I think we may have another caller.
We have to draw the line somewhere.
I think we might have Uncle Bill calling from the state prison.
Fuck you.
Uncle Bill. So, we were talking about, speaking of state prison and all that stuff, I was telling everybody about the FBI coming and getting you earlier today. And that you.
But it was awful. Little Guido showed up. The FBI came and got me.
Little Guido, and they made you do the staying alive dance. So,
were you talking about that, though, the whole thing with the whatnot and hackers and shit?
No, we were actually talking about bacon, and and that's a big thing with, not really a big thing with Jenny, because she's like a vegetarian, but we were kind of introducing everybody to Jenny a little bit, because I mean I'm sure people have heard of Seductive Poison with Dana, who's actually in the chat room.
Hi Dana. I wanted to say hi to you, but I forgot about the friend thing, and I forgot to add you guys as a friend, so I can't type anything in the chat.
Yeah, we're really strict about that.
So
So how did the discussion get to bacon?
Well, you just got to start a show like this off anywhere because it kind of goes anywhere. You know, it's one of the things. I mean, we were talking about some of the things we could talk about on the show. I mean, there's actually a lot of current shit going on that's kind of funny, if you ask me. I don't know if you guys have seen Pizzal's video that he did on the Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart. I actually posted it on YouTube earlier. I thought it was pretty damn funny.
Yeah. The only thing that was funnier than that shit was the actual video that he kind of copied that off of, which was some British chick reacting to the Kristen Stewart cheating thing and whatever. I don't, it was one of those, like, leave Britney alone type of things. It was just so fucking hilarious. You could tell it wasn't fake.
Yeah. I haven't actually seen that. I just saw the
video. You haven't seen the actual video that he based that on yet?
Nope.
It's just a video of this British woman that's like going off on Kristen Stewart because she cheated on Robert Pattinson, and she's like talking about how she'll never see Breaking Dawn 2 or whatever now, and like how that she's ruined it for everybody and all this. Oh god, it's fucking hilarious. It's really horrible.
Now is
that the lady who was like crying and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
The person I feel more sorry than any about this is probably Robert Pattinson, because he's got to deal with these crazy-ass fucking women. You know, now they know he's single, and they're like, they're probably going to be stalking him even worse than before, you know.
Man, Robert Pattinson doesn't have to worry about anything. That guy's like, he's got like $1 million, and everybody wants to screw him. What the hell does he care?
Yeah, but like, okay, but honestly though, like, you've seen a lot of the Twilight fans, right? They're either like, a lot of them are either like 12, 13 years old, or they're fucking like 40 or 50 year old women.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if somebody like that
Lonely
wants...
Lonely Housewives.
Yeah, I don't know if somebody like that wants that kind of attention, you know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, from women like that, yeah.
I remember, though, like, when one of those movies came out, like, I think I told you about this. We were in this, we're in Walmart. It was around the time when I think Breaking Dawn came out, or one of the ones before that, maybe. And they had some sort of midnight, you know, release of the DVD, and we didn't know it. We were just in there, like, kind of shopping around, and we turned the corner, and there's this line, and there's, like, 50 teenage girls, and then, like, one 45-year-old man. And I'm like, I was like, what the hell is this? And they're like, oh, this is the line for Twilight. I was like, yeah, that's
The most fun I ever had, like with the whole Twilight thing, was like, I think it was last fall or whatever, whenever the last one came out. And this was like 10:30, and it, you know, the screening was at midnight or whatever. And there was a line. This was down in Prestonsburg too. And then, I can't remember exactly what I said, but there's like a video on YouTube where, you know, we're just driving by and I'm screaming like, Edward, I love Edward, or something like that, you know. And then they were like, at first, the people were like fucking cheering and shit.
Of course they were.
But I'm not that familiar. Is the next Twilight movie, is that the last one or something, or what? Like, I don't even know.
I have no idea. I don't even know. I don't know anything about the Twilight movies. I really don't. Like, it's, I don't know. It's kind of, I'm not going to say it's sad or disappointing that I don't know, but, I haven't kept up with it.
You haven't seen any of the Twilight movies?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're lucky.
I just haven't really, I don't know. Like, it's not, it's just not something I really had a, I don't know, it's just not something I ever really had an interest in.
Right.
I was trying to figure out, like, why, like, who are the people that do have an interest in those damn movies? Or really, I was trying to figure out, like, what is it about those movies that anybody's interested in?
Well, I think,
I
think every once in a while, there's just something that gets really popular. and nobody mm-hmm. can really figure out exactly why. Like, I mean, you had in the 80s, it was New Kids on the Block. And you had, like, Hannah
Montana. New Kids on the Block were awesome.
Whatever. I can
That's
remember,
why they were popular.
I can remember in the fourth grade. I have no idea. I don't know if Aaron was in my class.
They had the
or
right
not.
Stuff.
They had. They would show videos and shit in, like, you know, when we were in school.
Yeah,
they did that quite a bit. For some reason, they showed, like, New Kids on the Block, whatever their video was at the time. And still to this mm-hmm. day, I'm like, why? Like, how is that educational at all?
You know, you know what makes me laugh? When I look back, and if you watch, like, New Kids on the Block videos now, there's one, oh, I can't remember which one it is, but, like, Jordan, like, from New Kids on the Block, like, he was kind of, like, the main guy, you know, he was, like, the, he's wearing a Bauhaus t-shirt in one of their videos.
Oh, really?
And that just seems so strange to me, like, you know, Jordan Knight, yes. I do know his last name.
Didn't
his
they?
Name is Jordan Knight.
They had a.
He was wearing a Bauhaus t-shirt.
They had like a reunion. What was that?
Yeah, I was just gonna say it was probably Hanging Tough.
no, I don't think it was. I don't think it was Hanging Tough. It was something else. I can't remember what it was, but I don't think it was Hanging Tough. I remember it being a different one for some reason. It might have been The Right Stuff. I think that could be it. It might have been that one.
But, I mean, like I was saying, though, earlier, like, there's just shit that gets popular for, I mean, you know, Hannah Montana mm-hmm. was another one, and Justin Bieber, like, in the movies, you know, you have the Harry Potter stuff and Twilight and all that. It's like, you can never really predict.
There's really been very few movies, though, that I can remember where I, like, it got hugely popular, and I sat down and watched it and couldn't find one redeeming thing about it. And that was the one that was hot. Like, there's been other things, like, that got popular that I kind of like. Like, Lord of the Rings, like, I don't like those movies, but I can understand why.
You can see the merit in them.
Yeah, they're well-made. Yeah. And even the, like, I'm not a fan of the Harry Potter movies, but, I mean, they're well-made and, you know, they're well-put together.
Oh, yeah,
those like
movies
that.
Are really well-made.
But, like, the Twilight movies are just fucking generic as shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, I remember I got kind of suckered into going, I think it was the second one or whatever, and the little Indian kid that had the long hair and shit, like, I was like, what the fuck? That's supposed to be his real fucking hair. Like, that's the shittiest fucking wig,
yeah.
You know, since Halloween 2, Jamie Lee Curtis. And I'm
like, oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, bad. You know, that's the best goddamn wig they could get for that kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the, I mean, the movies just look, I mean, I don't know how much it costs to make these movies, but they just look cheaply made, and they look like they're done, you know, in a couple weeks. But I don't know if that's the case, but it just, I'll, you know, the ones that I've seen, I kind of thought that they look really thrown together.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing like that right now, though, that, like, that really rivals that. I don't guess like a series of movies or anything that's recently come out that rivals the popularity of those. It's actually incredibly shitty like that too that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's really, I mean, the movie business, I don't really know, man. I mean, I think all of the theaters and stuff, they love those Twilight movies because they're guaranteed to make money, but...
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
There's not much else really like that now. I think... somebody posted Harry Potter. The Harry Potter movies are done, which I didn't know that, but whatever. But anyway, we were talking about the. I don't know how much, Jenny, you actually know about the Kristen Stewart shit, which is kind of funny, like, because I was looking.
Yeah, I haven't heard a lot about that. I've just seen like little, you know, snippets of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this the other day. I don't know how this came up, but me and Uncle Bill were like, I was like, well, I'd heard that they were actually, because I didn't even know that Kristen Stewart and Rob Pattinson were actually, like, you know, dating ever since the original Twilight movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently, like, Kristen Stewart, there was, like, somewhat of an affair going on
mm-hmm.
with, she's only 22, which I didn't know she was that young.
Yeah, she's pretty young.
But she was cheating on Rob Pattinson with a 41-year-old, which I thought was interesting. The director of the Snow White movie that she did. This is
and he's
fine.
Married too, apparently.
Yeah,
what I heard.
Yeah, he's got like two kids with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, I mean, it's not like it's some new thing. Like that's ever stopped anyone from, you know, cheating before.
No, but this is. I mean, this is one of those instances where it's kind of like there's so many marks for that movie that want them to be together, like real life. Like they don't separate the difference between. Because they're together in real life, and they're kind of together in the movie and stuff, too.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, fans of that series that want them to stay together. This is one of those things where she really did, like, kind of fuck up by doing that, because it actually affects that whole series.
Oh, yeah, definitely. People are, you know, I'm sure she has a ton of...
Well, I think that
women
like,
just totally pissed at her right now.
Yeah, I mean, that maybe... That helped the movie, too, to know that those two were really a couple and shit for those, I guess, for the people that were watching the...
Man, I'll be honest with you, too. Kristen Stewart is just annoys the piss out of me anyway, though. Like, she is one of the most annoying actresses. Like, I remember watching the Runaways movie, which I was actually really looking forward to, and she's, like, one of the main stars in it. Where she is just an incredibly boring person to watch. Like, she always acts like she's, like, doped up or something, and she's just really kind of... just no emotion or anything behind any of the acting that she's doing, and it's just, I can't stand to watch her. I really can't. Like, I don't understand why people even like her. That's beyond me.
I can remember the first time I ever saw her was in, I think it was called Panic Room or something
Panic
like that.
Panic Room, yeah.
I swear to God, I thought she was a boy.
Well, she did look kind of like a boy, and she was pretty young in that movie. That movie was made a while ago.
Yeah, that was over 10.
Yeah, didn't she kind of have, like, shorter hair in that movie?
Yeah, it was like, it's kind of like not even shoulder length, I don't think. And
I'm not sure it was.
It was at least, 10 years ago, that movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was 99, I think, when that movie came out.
Yeah, it came out a while ago.
Yeah, but that was like, I don't know if that was her first movie or first big movie or what, but yeah, I thought she was a little boy in it.
Yeah.
Which I guess if she was playing like, not to, you know, I don't know, Joe, maybe if she was going to be like her mom, I mean, Jodie Foster was a little bit of a, you know, she's got a little bit of a manly look to her, so.
Although I recently went back and I don't know what got me to do this or anything, but I think it was just because it was on cable. I watched The Accused with Jodie Foster. Have you ever seen that movie?
I don't remember.
Jenny, have you ever seen it?
What is it?
The Accused.
No.
Well, it's like, essentially, it's a movie where Jodie Foster plays a waitress who is late in a, like, a it's like a bar / arcade or something like that. And then the rest of the movie is just her going to trial and retelling the story of all that. I mean, the actual scene of her being raped has been ripped off like a million times in a million different kinds of movies and things like that. But, I don't know. She won an Oscar for it and everything. It just, going back and watching that movie actually made me realize like what it was about Jodie Foster that actually made her popular, because she played like, kind of like a sleazy, scumbaggish type of role, which is completely against all the other roles that she's played, I guess, in the last 10 years.
I like the movie that she did, like, I guess when she was in her early teens, is The Little Girl That Lived Down the Lane. Have you guys seen that one?
You know I have.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend, Jenny, you check that one out, because it's like... it's a lot like the, I guess for the same time period, like the made-for-TV movies where the kids are like, she's living by herself and, you know, there's something wrong, you know, and you kind of know what it is once you watch the movie, but I don't want to give it away. But I thought she did a really good job in that movie. I always liked Jodie Foster. I just never did like, Kristen Stewart and anything.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, Jodie Foster is a lesbian and everything, so Chick-fil-A doesn't like her either now, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. I never had a problem with Chick-fil-A before.
I just thought, man, I thought of all the fucking things that anybody from Chick-fil-A would bring up and be against. Like, that was the thing? That was, like, the one thing that he really wanted to, like, come out against?
Well, yeah, why don't you update everybody on exactly what we're talking about? Because maybe some people just don't know in here.
Well, I mean, the guy that's the CEO, I guess he's the CEO or the owner of Chick-fil-A or whatever. It was Chick-fil-A is a fucking chicken restaurant. They serve chicken sandwiches. They're really good, by the way, but that's all they really do, you know. And he came out, I guess, in the past, I guess it's been about 2 weeks, just to basically say that he's against gay marriage and he doesn't really give a damn, like, who knows about it. And he just, I guess, wanted to throw that out there for, like, he's a, I guess the concept was that it's a family Christian-based restaurant and he's against all the homos or whatever, like that. Which,
so you're saying Metal Man ain't gonna be allowed in that restaurant anymore?
No, he can't go in there anymore.
Damn, man. I'm sorry, Metal Man.
Like, there's several things wrong with this, really, in my opinion. Like, I can tell you all of them.
Well, for one thing, why the fuck do you, I mean, why does he feel the need to even say that? Like, that, what purpose does that really serve?
Fucking soda chug.
What was that, Uncle Bill?
Hold on a second.
He may have to tend to his baby while we're doing the show. Because she can be... that's one thing you don't know about Piper Fry. She wants attention all the time, isn't that right, Uncle Bill?
Yeah, that's actually very true, yeah. But anyway, I just don't... I really don't understand what relevance that a fucking place that makes chicken has on gay marriage or why that even needed to be, like, put out there or anything like that. But since it's out there... And everybody seems to be, like, pissing their pants, either supporting it or, you know, opposing it or whatever. I thought it'd be something interesting to talk about.
Yeah, I mean,
it's definitely a huge thing right now. Like, I can't even fucking go on Facebook or anything or turn, look anywhere without hearing, you know, Chick-fil-A and all this crap. Like, it's really driving me crazy. I think that personally, I've never eaten at Chick-fil-A because I don't really have a reason to, you know, I just never, I've never been there. I don't plan on ever going there because I don't really have a reason to. I think the big thing for people isn't necessarily that, it's not necessarily that, you know, the guy, just that he has those beliefs, but I think people have a problem with it because he basically, like, uses those beliefs, and, you know, gives, like, millions and millions of dollars to organizations that try to, you know, block gay marriage or block people from, you know, living the way that they want to live. I think that that's why people have a problem with it. It's not necessarily that he has those beliefs because, you know, everyone's entitled to their beliefs, whether you agree with them or not. But, you know, it's kind of different when you use your customers' money and the profits that you make from your business, you know, to basically, you know, try to influence laws or legislation that, you know, goes against an entire, you know, group of people in our country. I think that's what people have a problem with. It's not just that, you know, I mean, if people, you know, didn't shop at businesses or you know, support corporations or whatever, that they didn't agree with the, you know, they didn't agree with the owner's views, you probably wouldn't shop anywhere or buy anything.
Right. I mean,
I think that was the real difference in this guy, though, than anybody else, is most of the time people have the wherewithal to keep those kind of opinions out of a business. Like, it's a fucking restaurant. Like, why would you want to bring that up? That's the part I can't figure out. Like, I mean, I know you're entitled to your opinion and your beliefs and all that, but most of the time, like, McDonald's and Burger King and Subway, like, you'll never hear anybody come out and be like, yeah, you got to keep those bags from getting married. It's like, what? Just make hamburgers. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it's not... I guess the big thing is it's not really his place as, you know, CEO or whatever to give his... I mean, it's, you know, if you're at home or among friends or whatever, you know, you can say what you want to. You can, you know, be like, I'm really kind of against the gay marriage thing or whatever. But I think, like, the Christians and somebody mentioned the Westboro Baptist fuckers, like... There are two different types, in my opinion. I mean, there's, you know, some that are completely, you know, just, they seem crazier than fucking shit, honestly.
Right, that is.
And then, like, there are others that are like, you know, hey, I go to church, but I can say motherfucker every once in a while, too. you know. And it's one of those deals where, like, the Westboro people and the Chick-fil-A motherfucker gives all the, you know, the regular people that go to church and are just, you know, not as judgmental and, you know, not into being assholes every day, they give them a kind of a bad rep, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It does, like, it really boils down to, with things like this, like, how do you define what it is to be, I guess, Christian, really, too? Because there's a lot of people that I know that are Christian that don't have any kind of problem with gay marriage, and I really, it's a lot for me, and trying to figure out why the hell does anybody have a problem with gay marriage? That's the thing I don't understand. Like, it doesn't affect anything. It doesn't affect anybody at all. It has absolutely no relevance to anybody.
Well,
the only reason you would be against it would be is just if you saw in the Bible where it says, you know, that whatever, like, men shouldn't lay together, whatever it says.
Thou shalt not suck each other's dong.
Yeah, and you just were like, okay, because that says that, now I have to believe, like, that entirely, and I have to condemn people from getting married, even though it has no fucking relevance to your life.
To your own life,
what you have to do,
Well, that's another thing. Like, I think as, like, a society that should be secular as far as our laws and, you know, things are concerned, I don't think that, because pretty much the argument against gay marriage is a religious one. So I don't think that we should be using religious ideology to form, you know, our opinions about things like that, because not everybody shares those views.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I don't really think that. I mean, I know there's a group of people that do steadfastly believe in fundamentally everything that's written in the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means, I guess, that you fundamentally have to believe in bushes that talk to people and, like, you know, fucking ghosts and goblins and all this other stuff, too. Mm-hmm. I guess, if you believe that, you have to believe all that other stuff, too.
Yeah.
So there's those people, and then there's just the people that I swear are just really, like, conservative assholes that just are really looking for an excuse to be bigots against people. That's it. That's what they do. I mean, and if you're already an asshole, like, if you're just morally an asshole anyway, and you've got a book that says something in it that backs up your assholish views, then of course you're going to latch on to that shit, and that's
Well, you hear a lot of people talk about just the sanctity of marriage itself, and I mean, if you really look at marriage, I mean, what is the divorce rate in this country anyway? I don't even know. It's pretty high.
It's something ridiculous. It's like 70% or it's like 50% at least.
You've got what,
like, that's really high.
The one of the Kardashians getting divorced after like a week or something. I mean, you know, what is it going to hurt at this point, really?
It's not just that. Well, like, and it's also the people who, you know, like, all the people who, it seems like a lot of the people who are preaching this, like, sanctity of marriage argument, each person's marriage represents something different to them. So I don't really see, you know, the whole sanctity of marriage argument. But it seems like a lot of the people who are making this, you know, the sanctity of marriage argument are people who are on, like, their third or fourth marriage.
Right.
And it's like, you know. So I don't, it just, it just seems like, but you know, it's okay because they married someone of the opposite sex. So, you know, that means it's fine. But I just, I don't know, like what my opinion about it is that, I just don't see how someone's relationship affects yours. Like what somebody else's marriage is to them has nothing to do with like a marriage that I would have or that, you know, you would have or somebody else would have. It has absolutely no bearing on your relationship and it doesn't affect your relationship whatsoever or the meaning of it. So I don't really understand what people are so afraid of, like as if it's going to somehow undermine their marriage or know, make it any less meaningful or special just because, you know, the gay couple next door is allowed to get married. I just don't see how that makes.
I think there's something too that, you know, your kids are going to see it growing up and they're thinking, oh man, like they're going to be more influenced to be gay.
Yeah, as if
because
you can just turn gay.
Yeah, they see Mr. and Mr., you know, Smith or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they see them, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's more like a, where in 30 years from now it'll be more of an open thing, which probably it will be, you know, just
the way things are. I swear to you, though, man, the way I look at it is like, you know how the way things were in the 50s with segregation and black people and how people were like, they thought about that way then, like if you fast forward about 30, 40 years from now, I think that's the way people will look back at this shit. Like,
oh yeah, probably.
I just think it'll be one of those things people will be looking back at it and being like, wow, I can't believe that everybody was so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I can't believe our country ever even an issue, really.
I'm just really glad I'm going to be on the other side of the fence of thinking about it and not one of the fucking people that
not one of the Chick-fil-A guys who's probably going to end up being fired here pretty soon anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand. Like, I think it's because I think it's also because being gay was, you know, pretty much something that was like, you know, you didn't talk about it. So people who didn't know gay people or who didn't know, you know, have anyone, you know, with gay family members or gay friends or anything, it was like they didn't really know what a gay person was like. So it was like this, like, mythological, like, you know, you would hear all these horror stories as if it was like, you know, this, like, horrible thing. When in reality, it's just gay, you know, gay people are just like straight people, except they just, you know, have sex with different people. It's not like, you know, I don't know, it's very strange to me how it's, go ahead.
I agree with you though. I believe that as it gets more out in the open, I guess, like as like people will become more aware of it and they know people that are openly gay and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
like, it becomes far less kind of dangerous and mysterious, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because of course, like, people are threatened by things that are unfamiliar, things that they don't, like, really know. Like, it seems, like, scary to them, almost.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals where, like, you know, I mean, it really is something like that still, though. I mean, you can say 30 years from now it could be different, but it is something that's, that the country's kind of divided on, really. I mean, still at this point,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one thing we got to say, because it's not, you know.
It's one of those things, though, man, where you can tell that when the president comes out and the president's like, you know what, that's stupid. Like, it's only a matter of time before. You know,
that's exactly what he said, too. You know what, that's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of reached the point now where the worm has turned, so to speak, and it's just a matter of time as the decades roll on. It really is.
But, yeah, I mean, also in celebration for that, I guess we could talk about T-Shirt Joe actually has, he dedicated a shirt for our good buddy Metal Man, the Pride T-Shirt, which you can get over at fastcustomshirts.com.
Uh-huh.
That's just a free plug.
Okay.
You can get the Metal Man Gay Pride shirt over there.
Man, That's a hell of a segue right there, I gotta tell you.
Me and
yeah, you guys are horrible.
Me and Uncle Bill are both gonna be wearing them at Whorehound Weekend coming up.
Right.
Showing all our support for Metal Man and, you know.
Oh, God.
So what else is going on tonight? Have you guys been watching any of the Olympics? Any of that shit?
I've watched a little bit, yeah.
I think Michael Phelps looked like he was going to fucking shit himself when he came in. Well, would he come in fourth place or something?
Yeah, he came in fourth.
Yeah, I heard he lost to somebody.
It was the other American guy. Like, mm-hmm. I can't remember his name. I'm not an expert on that.
I think it's like Lochte or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like Michael Phelps could get in there and just like take a big old piss in the pool. He still won 8 medals at like one thing.
Yeah, seriously.
I think Michael Phelps was fucking puffing on that bong or something before the race today or something. He didn't seem right.
Yeah. I watched that and I watched some of the volleyball and stuff, but they really haven't hit anything that's been incredibly interesting yet. Like, I mean,
yeah.
In terms sports or anything.
Yeah, I like watching the gymnastic stuff because those guys are like, they make that shit look so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gymnastics is really fun to watch. I like watching that too.
Yeah. And those, like, the fucking gymnasts, man, they have guns on them that are freaking huge, mm-hmm. but their frames, they're like so small, those guys are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I guess you have to be to do that stuff. I've never seen anybody that's like 6'6 doing the little twirly deal.
Yeah, that seems like it would be kind of difficult. It seems like you would have to have like a compact, like little body to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, the women, they're always like 4'9" or 10" or something like that. And they're like just solid little masses of muscle. It's always amazing to watch that because they don't look like they even hit puberty a lot of times. Like they...
Well, some of them have. I think Michael Phelps, didn't he start when he was like 15 or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, he was a medal by the time he was 18 or 19, I think.
Yeah. But, man, like, it seems like the, I guess, I mean, they can't help from it, but the Olympics when it's on, I mean, I like watching it and stuff, but it just seems like it's fucking overkill because they have it on like 3 or 4 different stations,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's like, how long does it last? Like 3 or 4 days or something like that, and then it's done. But you just get so sick of it in those 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I don't know. At least though, with the Summer Olympics, I can understand all of the events and everything. With the Winter Olympics, like, what is that shit they do with brooms? I always watch that and I'm like,
curling?
What? Yeah. Like,
uh-huh.
What is that?
Yeah.
Don't they have an Olympic walking team too or something like that?
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be excellent.
Hey, Jenny, did you know that Uncle Bill is a former Olympic chest hitting champion?
I heard that.
Yeah, if we ever meet up at a convention, he'll have to show you his medal. He wears it at all these,
good.
All these shows.
I look forward to seeing it.
He's going to be training me for the next Olympics. The nice. Chest shitting is a Winter Olympic sport.
Yeah. You don't want to do that in the summer.
Right.
No.
It can be a little warm and sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
So what, is there anything else?
How do you train for that?
Well, Uncle Bill was telling me just stuff to eat, just so you can make sure, like, you get enough shit on the chest, basically.
Yeah,
a lot of fibers involved.
Yeah, he's wanting
me
to eat the red beans and rice, and eat some cream corn, and what else was you saying, like, be good to eat, Uncle Bill?
Prunes.
The prunes will help you shit.
Yeah. What's their criteria for judging? Like, what factors do they judge you on?
Well, you got, of course, you got duration, and then you got amount.
Yeah, they actually weigh the shit, don't they?
Yeah. There's a whole weighing
presentation.
Process. Yeah, presentation.
Yeah.
That's where you do like the sumo stuff over top of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right before it comes out, you gotta yell Banzai!
Yeah.
We're disgusting. here at Dead Pit. We always have been, though, so you kind of knew what you were reading.
Yeah, I think everybody knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's really surprised by that.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically the shit we've been talking about is what this show, you know, that's what we're all about. Because like I was saying, me and Uncle Bill, and I'm sure like you've been doing your show for, what, a couple of years now, right? The Seductive Poison. I mean, you can only talk about horror movies so long before you get a little bit, you know, I'm not going to say sick of it, but you can get burnt out a little bit where you want to just talk about something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not really a whole lot going on right now, too. So it's like, you know, I could see if there was like a whole, you know, a whole lot out there and, you know, if there was like a whole lot out there and stuff going on right now, it would be different. But, you know, it's pretty much dry. So, you know, what do you do? What do you talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we were saying on the show that I honestly think like it's back to like, you know, horror circa 1994, whereas like there's just nothing fucking, you know, there doesn't look like there's much on the horizon at all, you know.
I mean, I guess the one thing that that we haven't talked about that is actually like the biggest thing going in the news today, of course, I would like to get Jenny's opinion on this, because of course I've talked to you about it, but I haven't talked to her about it or anything. It'd be interesting to get a woman's perspective on this whole thing with the Dark Knight Rises shootings and all this. And, and actually there's been quite a few copycats.
Yeah, isn't that so stupid?
I thought so, but shit. I mean, I thought the whole thing was ridiculous anyway, but just the idea that pretty much they're rounding up anybody that even makes like any kind of comment saying that they're going to do anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like there was this kid recently that I guess he'd made some sort of comment that he was going to do something like that, and fucking FBI showed up and carted his ass right away.
Sure they did, yeah.
There was another guy that actually did have like a bunch of weapons stockpiled. I think it was like a assault rifle and
I saw that guy. And he said he was planning something crazy I don't know. I've honestly I haven't really been reading a whole lot about it or, you know, looking into it that much. Just because it makes me so ill, you know, to think about.
When we were watching the movie, I mean, I honestly couldn't really enjoy it that much. Because it was just like a day after that shit happened or a couple of days after it happened. And I had that in my mind throughout most of the movie, and I was thinking, wow, I mean, I wonder which scene the son of a bitch came in and started, you know, started shooting. And it just, you know, it was one of those movies where I kind of had a nervous and sick kind of nauseating feeling watching the movie. It was an enjoyable movie. But, like, when something like that happens, I mean, that taints that movie forever. I mean, it should.
Yeah, it kind of puts a damper on it.
Yeah, it shouldn't, but I mean, that's just the way it is. It's going to forever. And all the shit that's coming out now, too, like James Holmes, they didn't get the real James Holmes. You see
all
this
shit. Yeah, I saw that.
That's just so fucking ridiculous, really.
Yeah. Like it's some conspiracy. Well, you know what? It's so weird how when things like this come out, you always hear like weird, fucked up conspiracy theories from like those.
It always
guy's name.
It always comes.
You hear all these crazy conspiracy theories, basically from like all of these like whack jobs who like are, you know, like stockpile weapons because of these these things that they think are threats that they pretty much like make up in their heads, and they twist shit. So it's like you can make anything mean anything if you want to if you try hard enough, you know. It's just insane, you know. It's like, yeah, maybe it's like, but maybe he was just a fucked up kid who, you know, like, well, he's not really a kid, but
Well, if you're asking, I think that the whole thing with him in the courtroom, I think that was an act. I think he's trying to...
Oh, it totally, it totally is. It's like, if you, it's like, this person has managed to compose himself for, like, his entire life, you know, like, went through, has been through college successfully, was studying, what, fucking neuroscience?
Right.
And it's like, you managed to, and then, oh, all of a sudden, you know, you're acting like, you know, like, fucked up in the courtroom. Like, that's just something that I don't buy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you've managed to conduct your life, like, fairly normally up to this point. Like, I don't believe for one second all of a sudden that you're, you know, disturbed or, well, I mean, I know he's disturbed, but not in the sense that he, like, can't, you know, not in the sense that he can't, like, conduct himself and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, he knew what he was doing.
I think,
the fact that he's trying to, the fact that he's, like, basically, like, wussing out about it and, like, trying to act like that is so, it's such a fucking, like, fucking pussy move to make,
oh, yeah.
Like, in my opinion, you know? It's like, if you did that, like, fucking own up to it. And
I think that that's his, I don't know, I mean, I don't know the guy personally or anything, but from what I've seen of him and heard about him and everything, I think that's kind of his MO anyway, though, is that he's really, he doesn't accept, he thinks he's smarter than everybody for one thing, and he thinks mm-hmm. that everybody else is the problem, meaning society and everything else is the problem.
Yeah.
So I think that this would be like, to him, this is the ultimate kind of fuck you, is that he goes and does this, and then he's able to outwit society by making everybody think that he's crazy, when he's clearly
mm-hmm.
not.
Yeah.
And he's not going to get away with it. I mean, anybody that
sees, oh my God, you can see through that, like,
yeah.
Anybody can see through it. You don't even have to be, you know, you don't even have to be a professional or, I mean, in the field to know that it's just a complete fucking...
Yeah, I think it's easy for people to just assume, oh, yeah, he's crazy. He's just a crazy motherfucker. But the truth
mm-hmm.
is, I mean, they're just fucking... There's evil people out there. I mean, that's just how it is. Like some
yeah.
stuff you can't explain. I mean, this guy planned this.
That's the thing. Yeah, he's not really crazy, though. Like...
Yeah.
What he wants to portray to everybody that he is. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, people that do shit like this don't have to be crazy. They can just be evil motherfuckers.
He's fucking crazy, but he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I think
you know, there's a difference between being crazy and knowing what you're doing, and just being crazy and just totally being fucking out of it and not really
right.
understanding what you're doing.
That's what he's trying to portray. Like, he's trying to portray like he's the type of guy that takes a shit and then wipes on the walls crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's completely out of touch with reality and doesn't
mm-hmm.
know what's going on. When in reality, he's probably just a sociopath. If I was betting, like I said, he's like
I was talking to my mom about that, and it's just, you know, the whole, like it's like, yeah, he's not that whole crazy, like, don't know how to function, don't know right from wrong. Like, just because he's not, like, you know, like you said, like, fucking smearing shit on the walls, you know, fucking batshit crazy, doesn't mean that he's not, like, disturbed or has, like, or that he doesn't have, you know, some sort of, you know, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have some sort of, like, mental disorder. Or,
yeah.
you know, something wrong
clearly.
With it. But he knew what he was doing. I don't have any doubt about that.
I mean, I tell you, I've known, and I think I was telling CK this too, I've known a lot of people who were schizophrenic. I've seen a lot of people who were schizophrenic. And if you are truly schizophrenic, all the people that I've seen anyway,
mm-hmm.
you're not booby-trapping your fucking house. I'm telling you, like, you're not even doing
yeah.
good to just get up out of the bed and, like, you know, like, make yourself a meal
yeah.
and dress and things like that. It's not
yeah,
like that. Like,
yeah.
if he's trying to portray himself as being psychotic, and which seems to be what he's trying to do, that's never going to work just based on, like, what he did right before all that stuff happened.
Did you guys hear about how they actually got him, how they picked him up, like, arrested him initially?
Yeah, he was just,
I didn't. I don't think I did.
Well, the original plan was, of course, he had the bomb set up at his apartment, which I think I'd heard that he had a timer on his stereo that was turned all the way up.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
You know, around 12 o'clock, it was supposed to go off, the music started blasting or whatever, and as soon as somebody opened the door, it was going to go boom, you know, but that never happened for whatever reason, I don't know. And all of the police were supposed to be at the other, you know, the other side of town, wherever it was. So he was thinking, I'm just going to go in here and blow everybody away, and I'm going to be able to take all my shit off and drive off. That'll be it. But he was, they caught him by surprise. They got him, I think that he had parked the vehicle right behind the theater and was taking off all of his crap, and a police officer just got him.
Fucking SWAT gear.
Yeah, police officer picked him up, and he surrendered, you know, so... It, unlike these other guys, you know, the Virginia Tech and the Columbine, where the plan was always, I'm just going to kill myself, I think his plan was, I'm just going to get off of this scot-free. You know, I'm not going to, I'm just going to, you know, run. You know, it was never his idea to kill himself.
Yeah.
Which I think that really kind of tells you what kind of person he was, though. He really thought he could, like, do all that and outsmart everybody and outwit everybody and, you know, get away with it. I mean, he's not... It just goes to show he's not in any way like out of touch with reality or insane or anything like that. But the person I feel really, really bad for, of course, other than the families and everything, is his fucking lawyers, man. Like, how do you defend that? Like, first of all, you got at least probably 100 people that saw the guy, like, do it, and then you got him out in the car with all the shit in the car with him and, like, all the gear on and everything when the cops find him.
Yeah. And, like, the package that he mailed to the school and everything about...
I guess they had to just tell him, you know, okay, just act batshit crazy because we have nothing else. Like, just, just see if we can do this.
Yeah, I mean, it's, it is... I think it's one of those things that's like... it's probably going to hurt the movie business, too. I mean, I don't know how it couldn't. You know, at this point, because you're going to have, like, you, so far we've already got, I don't know how many different calls on people that are, like, copying this guy, and now all these big movies coming up, the midnight movies, it's going to be, you know, people just don't want to go, I don't think. And I think that we were talking about that earlier, like, the screening that we're doing, man. I mean, I know that's going to hurt it a little bit, that midnight, just because it's too soon after it. People don't want to... I don't know. I just think it's one of those things where this guy fucked, you know, he fucked up a lot of things for a lot of people. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah. In terms of, in terms of just films and things in general, like big openings of movies and stuff, I mean, this would be something to be on people's minds for a long time. Because I know it was on my mind when I was in there watching it. I just, like you, I was just thinking, like, well, you know, what if something did happen in a theater like that? We're so damn loud, you can't really even, like, and you're overloaded with, your senses are overloaded, you can't really even pay attention to what's going on around you. Like, somebody could do that at any time. Any of these movies.
So, do you guys want to take some, I guess we can take some topics from the, we do have a chat room we've kind of been ignoring and shit. See what, I don't know if people... Is there anything to talk about that we haven't mentioned on here? Like any discussion on something else current? Like I know I was wanting to talk about the Octomom porno.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, what about Octomom?
Like I just think this is awesome as hell though. Like the I don't know how many damn kids that woman has.
Didn't she have 14 kids or some shit like that?
Yeah, I mean,
so she had six. Previously, didn't she, or something?
I don't know how many she's got. I mean, maybe somebody can, maybe somebody can look that up for us.
I think she does. I think she has. I think she has because I think she had. I think she had six kids before she had the fucking eight kids.
Now, is she? I'd heard she'd already filmed like a masturbation video, or maybe it's a maybe it's a girl on girl video. I'm not sure.
Oh. It's just masturbation, I think.
Okay. But here's what I'm wondering, though. After you have that many goddamn kids, okay, and what in the fuck would that pussy look like anyway after that, at that point?
Yeah,
I mean, my God. Like,
well, I don't know. I'm wondering, like, did she, I mean, if she had all those kids, she most likely didn't deliver them vaginally. I'm guessing she probably had C-sections.
Right.
She had to. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It should still be in.
But that's typically what they do with multiples, especially with, like, in the fucking, you know, way high up there. You know, when you're having six or eight kids, it's like, you know, they're not coming out. You know, they usually cut you open for stuff like that.
But here's the question I have about that, though. Who in the hell, who wants to see it? Like, she looks like a wax figurine of Angelina Jolie that's been smacked in the face like 30 times. I mean, why would that video anyway, or DVD, I guess?
Just for, like, it's like looking at a fucking car wreck, you know? Like, the kind of thing, it's this, like, morbid curiosity that people have.
Yeah, I guess it is like the whole fucking Screech thing, like the...
Yeah, there's like the one that I never saw, though, that I was like, I just can't even imagine how would be Vern Troyer. Vern Troyer's got one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, how would that, I mean, would he stick his fucking, like, head? I mean, how? Like, because you could imagine that
maybe
would be
he's
like.
Doing it with another little person.
No, it's a
full-grown woman.
Yeah, it's actually like
a is she, like, using him to masturbate?
Yeah,
I no. just don't know. Like,
God.
Because he's just so goddamn tiny. Like,
yeah.
You know, I can shit something bigger than Vern Troyer, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he is really small. Good God.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you did shit something bigger than Vern Troyer at least a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, at least a couple of times. And then, like, he's kind of immobile, too. Like, I know he has to use one of those hover-rounds and shit to get around and stuff. So, was he, like, fucking her in the hover-round or something? Or what was the deal?
I've never seen it either.
Yeah, I haven't either. Don't ask. Why.
Should,
don't ask. You're asking the wrong people here.
We should get it from Steve. I know Steve has it.
How the hell does Steve have it?
Because Steve has, like... I remember we were at Steve's house, and I guess it's okay to say this because Steve's not in here. He, you know, who cares? And, like, Jess is kind of nosy, isn't she? I mean, Uncle Bill, I don't know how much you want to say. She's a little nosy. So she's wanting to look around his computer and stuff. And then Steve is like, I don't know how much porn he's got on his computer, but the first thing he said, he was like, don't look at my porn.
Of course, that's the state, you know.
So, it must be readily available. I don't know how much...
Man's porn is private.
Yeah, like, because everybody's got their own, like, you know, little thing that they like, little weird thing that they like, I guess. And I can only imagine with Steve what his would be.
So, I have a feeling it has something to do with Asians, though.
Asians and nuns and octopus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the one that I thought was hilarious, the porn that I thought was hilarious that came out recently was the one where they had, like, everybody in the porn was dressed up like a wrestler, and China and shit was in it and all that stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they had, like, one guy doing, like, Hulk Hogan.
China's another one of those people that I just do not want to even think about her having sex, much less see it.
Well, worse,
it's a horrible thing. It really is.
Yeah,
like,
what's worse than seeing it?
It's like something like you would watch for punishment.
Yeah, what's worse than actually seeing it, though, is hearing it, because she sounds like some old fucking man moaning. It's like, you know? So, but she's making I think she's kind of making a little career out of the porn thing now. I know she's in her 40s. Which is kind of sad, but, you know, it is what it is. I guess she's got to make money somehow.
That's right.
So, much like the Octomom, which is bizarre because she was kind of in mainstream media for a long time there, and then it was just like, okay, nobody cares about me anymore. Let's do some porn.
Like, My thing, my, like, issue with that whole situation is it's completely fucking impossible to, like, take care of that many kids, mm-hmm. especially if you're a single mom. Like, she was a fucking, yeah. she's a single mom. Yeah. Like, it's totally, yeah. especially if, like, you don't have any fucking money.
And if you've got like, that many kids, you're going to fucking remain a single mom.
Yeah, yeah, seriously, like, but it's just, I just don't understand, like, I mean, there has to be something, like, wrong with her to, you know, have, you know, she, I don't, like, because somebody who is thinking clearly and who is rational would not do something like that. Like, you would not be like, oh, I already have six kids and I have no fucking money, what should I do? Oh, I should go get in vitro and have eight more fucking kids.
I mean, to me, the whole thing was like a publicity stunt for her, really. That's the way I was.
Yeah, well,
like,
it didn't seem to work out very well for her, did it?
No, I don't think that she gives a single shit about those kids, really, because, I mean, there's all this backstory about CPS being involved and her not having enough food to feed them and her not having enough money to take care of them and all this. Like, all this is going on around her making all these videos and all this stupid shit, but... I mean, at the end of the day, like, she really has no idea how to take care of these kids, and has them, and she's like now trying to do all this stuff to get money to take care of them, because I don't think she really did think through like what it would be like to take care of.
I think she's
kids.
Also.
Well, it's like you already had six, so you knew that like it's expensive enough taking care of one kid, as anybody you know who has a kid knows, like. Let alone having six, and then you add eight more to it, and it's not even just the money thing. Like, how do you possibly give 14 kids the type of attention that they, like, need and deserve, you know?
Yeah, I have no idea. Because if Jess told me she would have eight kids, I'd just hang myself and that'd be it.
Yeah, yeah look, it's like, how do you, you know, how do you be, like, a good parent to 14 kids? I mean, most people don't, like, how many adults do you know that have, like, 14 close friends. You know, you don't even have time for like that many friends in your life, let alone like actually having a relationship or like being a good parent to that many children.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah, I think I'd heard too that she's getting kicked out of her house or something like that.
Oh yeah, so. Like it was, they were, yeah, it's just really fucking sad.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's one of those deals where like, I honestly just think this woman is just starved for attention is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but at this point, like, at least, the least you could do is give those kids up for adoption. Because I honestly don't think, I mean, it's not going to get any easier when they get older. I mean, they're going to be, you know, you got to get each one of them clothes and stuff for school.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, make sure they have enough money for lunch.
Can you imagine what it'll be like for her, though, when these kids actually are old enough to become, like, self-aware about what she is?
Yeah.
I mean...
How horrible.
When they actually, like, know, like, what happened and the fact she had all of them at that time and the fact she was in porn and all the stuff from the media, when they're actually able to kind of comprehend that, I mean, it's just going to be a fucking disaster anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Oh, God.
Octomom porn. Are you guys? Would you guys be interested in watching it if you get a link or something? Would you watch it?
I would not.
I think I'd watch it. I'd watch about 5 minutes of it just to see what.
Yeah,
it's like.
even like my like curiosity couldn't get the best of me. I couldn't do it.
I'd watch it. I'm not going. You know, if I said no, people are like bullshit. honestly, though, like the celebrity porn stuff, like that's always just, I'm just curious about that shit. Mm-hmm. I remember
it's
like.
It's a total bunch of shit. It's always a real letdown whenever you watch any of those videos.
Except for
I haven't either.
Except for the Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee one, though. I thought that one was like the best.
Yeah.
Because that was like the holy grail, man, when that came out. Because that was what did it come out? 96? 97?
Yeah,
something
it was a long
like
time ago.
Yeah. So, but I mentioned before, I guess we talked about any other thoughts on Octomom. If not, we can take some topics from the chat room here or something.
Let's take some topics, Bubby. Go ahead.
What do you guys got for us? We still got 43 people in here.
That's right, yeah.
let's ban this guy.
I can't, I'm not even near a computer, by the way. I have no idea what.
We got the same. Yeah.
Thanks for your input. It's like.
Yeah, we got that one dude that always likes to interrupt. Yeah, there's like one guy that has like at least 10 different usernames.
God.
Yeah, so I think me and Uncle Bill both know who he is, but it's one of those deals where we don't want to mention his name.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It really doesn't matter, though, because I can't even see. Like I said, I'm not even around a computer, so I have no idea what it is right.
The, but if, yeah, yeah, I would hack his website if I knew he had one.
Buddy, hush.
See, that's the thing, though. If anybody messes with us at a convention, Metal Man's going to fucking, like, he's going to be our bodyguard, Uncle Bill. That's what he's saying on here.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that, but nobody is going to ever do anything to this convention anyway, man. Yeah, like, anybody that says anything like that is full of shit anyway.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, like, my thing is that, like, who has the energy or the time to put into, like, doing shit like that? To, like, just doing immature stuff like that. Like, oh, let me create, you know, fucking 20 blog TV accounts so I can, like, talk a bunch of shit. Like, who the fuck, like, I don't even understand, like, why, like, who, what type of person would do that?
Somebody that obviously doesn't have anything else to do.
Like.
Which, I mean, like, I've often wondered the same thing. Like, I mean, because it happens on YouTube quite a bit, too. You know, just people enjoy posting, you know, whatever, you know, insults to whoever on there, but they never, ever have any content of their own that you can comment on. It's always like, oh, no, I don't have any videos or anything. I'm just making fun of everybody else.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, that's the type of shit that people, do. Most of the people who talk shit or who are the most critical of other people are people who don't create anything for themselves. All they do is, like, sit back and bitch about what other people do.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, with the whole thing about somebody coming up to us at shows or anything like that, I just think that, like, I don't know why, I just don't believe it. Like, because at this point, I would think that after all the stuff that we've been through, all the stuff that we've done, if that was ever going to happen, it would have happened a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I would fucking laugh in the face of anybody that did anyway. Like, if anybody came up to me and was like, buddy, fuck you, I'm going to kick your ass. You ain't going to do shit, and you know you ain't going to do shit. And that's just the way it is.
I'd get him in a Death Valley driver through the table. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure Jenny has no idea what a Death Valley driver is, but it would be pretty cool.
But it sounds pretty nasty. It sounds like
it'd be awesome. Yeah, trust me. It
sounds like it would get the job done.
Yeah. But if anybody else, though, like, has any type of topic or anything they want to bring up that we haven't talked about, anything.
Valley
really.
Driver. It does. It does sound like a sexual position. You're right.
Well, you know what? Metal Man, he was his... there he is again. Dude, how many fucking accounts do you have? I told the... Dan to actually make like a list of all the names, and I can, like, I don't know how many she's kicked so far. I know it's been a few. Given his input there.
Yep. Apparently, I'm just a typical USA bitch who knows nothing about anything except pop culture.
That's right. Well,
you know me. All I do is fucking watch TMZ all day.
That's right. That's all we have.
You know what's funny? I've never even fucking watched any of that shit. That's so hilarious. It's like, I hardly know anything about fucking pop culture, really. Like, I mean, I do okay, but, you know, I don't really, it's like, that's fine. We can, our next Saturday nightmares, you know, we can talk about fucking transcendentalism and...
Hell yeah, I think we should
fucking,
do it.
You know, I'll get fucking intellectual on your asses.
That was the perfect response to that he just had.
Penn State, Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I think let's talk about the most recent thing. Everybody knows about all the other stuff. But
yeah.
the most
yeah.
recent thing that happened was the whole thing about they took the statue down and all that, too. Like Paterno's statue and everything. I mean, do you think that that was something they should have done, like taking the guy's statue? I guess it was a football statue and everything.
Yeah.
I think they kind of had to. I mean, after all the stuff that came
out.
I mean, it seems wrong since he's dead and stuff, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. Just because someone's dead. I don't know. I'm kind of the mindset that, like, I just think that, like, if someone deserves your respect, they deserve your respect, whether they're alive or dead, you know? I don't think that we should look at people more favorably, because we all die. It doesn't make us any less of an asshole. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, just where he kind of recently passed away, and then now they're...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, I think that it was, probably a good move on their part, just because it's like, typically we have statues and stuff, you know, to memorialize people who did good things or, you know, did great deeds, and it's like, I don't know, it's like, do you really want a statue memorializing someone who, like, helped cover up kids getting raped, you know? So it's like, we might want to take that down.
Well, the way I look at it, though, if you're... now, all of the wins were taken away from, like, 98 to this past
year.
Yeah,
that was...
I think that's kind of shitty, because it's not the players that did this shit, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, you should make all the players that have been at Penn State for the past, you know, 12, 13 years,
mm-hmm.
take all their stuff. I mean, because it's not them that did any of this. It was one of the coaches. And I think that was definitely wrong. They shouldn't have done that. I disagree.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's like, it's hard to say, you know, what people should do in that sort of situation. But I mean, I can see, like, punishing the people who were in on it and who knew, like, the higher-ups and the people who were, you know, covering it up and stuff like that. But, you know, as far as like, all the punishment that they gave, you know, to the team and, like, you know, taking away all those wins and stuff, I don't know. That's kind of, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't really, yeah, I didn't know they did that, actually. They took away all
the wins. They took away a bunch of their wins, like, took away a bunch of money, like, all this stuff. Like, and
it's like $60 million.
I mean, I know that people are pissed off and that people are, you know, that, like, bad shit happened and that a lot of people were hurt and stuff, but I think you need to focus your energy and, you know, your anger and things like that on the people who really, you know, committed the atrocities.
It is one of those things, too. I don't know how much people actually really remember just how, you know, milk and cookies and apple pie that Joe Paterno was, too, before all this. Like, he was the guy that was, like, the All-American coach kind of guy that was supposed to stand up for all the good things about not even just football, but about sports and things like that.
He was All-American.
He was. I mean, he was. I remember, you know, ESPN and stuff had all these pieces about him and how he was the guy everybody looks up to be a coach and all this. And then all this stuff happened, and I don't think I've ever seen anything like anybody go from being that high up to being that completely like detested in that short a period of time. But it just completely ruined that whole program, really.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever recover from that. Like, because anytime you think about Penn State from now on, that'll be the only thing you think about.
And it's unprecedented, too, where all the players are free to go wherever they want and play this year. Like, I've never heard of that ever happening before. So whoever they have on the team, they can go to, you know, hopefully they'll go to Kentucky, because Kentucky needs the fucking help this year. But they can go wherever. If I was them, I probably wouldn't go to Kentucky. But yeah, I don't, you know, it's a horrible thing that came out, that this shit was going on, but at the end of the day, I don't think you should punish everybody that was ever in that program from that point on just for one guy. honestly. And I know,
I don't either. It's kind of the same thing as what they were wanting to do when the whole steroids thing came out in baseball. They wanted to take away wins from the teams that had people on that were using steroids. It was like, well, that really doesn't, like, have anything to do with the team. That's just like a couple of people that were that fucked up, you know. It's not like the whole team, really. I don't think you can... It doesn't really solve anything. It doesn't really, like, help anything. It just kind of punishes people kind of needlessly, too.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how long you guys want to make this show. If there's one other topic we can mention on here, because I think a good 2 hours would probably be good, wouldn't it?
Let's talk about butt sex.
Oh, yeah. I know Uncle Bill likes that shit.
That'd be a good topic.
But if anybody else has something,
to close out the evening.
Yeah, that would be an interesting one right there. Anything else on here from any of the message board people? That's not a Slippy's next auction. Well, let's hope Slippy's next auction is better than his last auction was, which wasn't too good.
Yeah, who knows when that's like.
I think he wants to do one again here soon, Uncle Bill. What do you think about it?
I mean, I'm always up for an auction. I love to waste money on things. So,
have you ever been in here for one of those auctions, Jenny?
Yeah, I have.
Have you ever bidded on anything? Are you like Do you collect posters and stuff like that, or is that kind of, you just watch movies is what you do?
No, I don't really collect anything, just because I don't really have anywhere to put anything, you know? Like, I don't, you know, I don't really, and also, like, I have so many other things. Like, I don't, you know, it's not like I have, like, a ton of disposable income or anything like that. I just have so many things that, you know, I have to spend my money on.
Right.
And I don't really have, you know, when it comes down to it, I just don't really have a lot of extra money to, you know, getting stuff. And also, like, I have so much crap in my life. Like, I have so much stuff, and my goal is to, like, get rid of a bunch of stuff. So the last thing I need to be doing is just, like, acquiring more junk, you know.
So it was like, what was your crazy, like, thing that you collect, or that you did collect at one point? Did you have, like, one thing, or was it just, like, you know, buying a lot of clothes, a lot of purses, whatever?
No, I just have just stuff that you acquire over the years, like gifts, like stuff that people have given you for, you know, this thing. And, you know, it's just so much stuff. Like, and, like, I'm the type of person, like, I keep a lot of my stuff. Like, I keep, like, all of my, like, notebooks and stuff from, like, every class I've ever taken.
Mm-hmm.
I have all of that crap.
So you make like,
and, like, I keep a ton of stuff. Like, that's the type of stuff that I keep. Like, I keep stuff like that. And, like, and I just have so much stuff that I don't, and I'm getting to the point where I'm like, if it doesn't serve, like, a tangible purpose in my life or do something, I have to get rid of it. Cause I'm at, like, a point in my life where, you know, like, I'm going through, like, sort of a transitional period right now. So I just need to, like, simplify. I'm in the process of simplifying my life, really.
It always feels good to actually get rid of some stuff, too, like I've noticed.
It does.
Because, like, you know, with some of the stuff that I have, like, that I've never really used either, like, I don't know how many, and I know Uncle Bill's the same way, how many damn movies that we have bought that we have never fucking even opened? Like, all these, you know, the Big Lot sales and, you know, $5 movies at Walmart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, every goddamn horror movie that would come in those bins, we would get them. And just, you know,
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. I've used all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched all of it. I've used everything I've ever bought.
But it's one of those deals, though, where you're like, you know, let somebody else enjoy this shit if they actually want it, because I'm obviously never going to watch it or use it, whatever it is, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is true. Like, once you get to a certain point, there's a quote that says, at a point, your possessions start to possess you. And I always thought that was true.
Like, oh, yeah, very much, yeah. The things you own now.
You kind of have the mercy of your own stuff after a while. Like, you can't.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like sometimes it feels like a giant, like, fucking anchor that's tied to your, you know, that's tied to your leg. It's like it's just weighing you down, and you have so much shit, and I don't know, it can feel overwhelming sometimes. Like, we live in this culture of consumerism where it's just like, you know, the like, big goal is to just, like, acquire more shit, and, like, you know, people are always trying to convince us that, you know, we need this or we need that, or and it's really just fucking suffocating to a degree, like, all of the shit.
Yeah, because it moves way too fast now. I mean, even, like, in the last, if you notice, in the last 5 years, it moves, like, at light speed. Every year there's, like, two or three, well, I'd say every year there's, what, at least one new iPhone, two or three new, like,
oh yeah,
computer systems and stuff. And like, it moves so quick now that in order to keep up, you would have to just spend so much money and so much fucking,
yeah, it's ridiculous.
And I know people that do that too. They have to do that, otherwise they feel like that they somehow or another, like, gonna get behind or something.
Yeah, I mean, we all know people, like, there's a girl I work with that, man, if the new iPhone comes out, it's the first fucking week she is getting one. I mean, for what?
Yeah.
There's no problem with her current phone. If it's just something that's new, I'm going to get it, you know, because it's new and I want to be the first one to have it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was never one, you know, growing up or anything. And I know, I don't think Uncle Bill was this way either, although I didn't know him that well and early on in school and stuff, where, like, you know, the hot thing in school, whatever the clothes or shoes were, Bugle Boy was the big thing, I think, when we were kids. It was Bugle Boy, Guess Jeans, all that shit.
Oh, yeah, Bugle Boy, hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
And hypercolor.
Yeah, and you got people even today, like, if it's not a certain brand, like, she was talking about this shirt, Bahama Mama or something like that she's getting her husband or whatever. I'm like, I have no fucking clue what it is, but it's a $100 shirt.
Yeah.
Or something, and I'm like, God damn, that's fucking retarded, you know. Because it's like, it's a fucking shirt. Ultimately, like, who do you want to impress? I'm wearing a fucking $100
yeah.
shirt. I'm killer, you know.
It's like, you're 12. Who do you have to impress?
Yeah.
You know what, too, that anybody that's ever dressed like that I've ever met, like, if you ever try to have a conversation with them, it's always awful, too. Like, nobody that dresses like that I can ever think of has ever been an interesting person whatsoever.
Yeah.
They're really not. Like that, I don't know, I guess you just have to be a particular type of person to kind of go about doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's it's all about the name brand, how much something costs. Oh, I got this new these new shoes, they were $250.
Yeah, I was never really worried about, I was never really into that, really. I just liked what I liked, and that was good enough for me, I guess.
Yeah, I think the big thing when we were in high school, like, I wasn't that big into metal or whatever, but, like, I know Uncle Bill over there, like, you know, you guys would wear, like, the fucking, you know, Metallica shirts, Megadeth shirts, stuff like that. Then all these preppy motherfuckers, by the time we were in high school, it was polo, and that's still kind of popular, I guess.
Yeah, like, that was, oh, yeah.
I mean,
it seems like kind of stuff like that never really goes out of style, that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think that what you said, though, was kind of the key to this, though, is that kind of thing, like buying all the new stuff around the time, is a thing that you do when you're a kid or in high school. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of thing, buying all that stuff, the name brand stuff, and everything new that comes out, it's something you do when you don't have any kind of identity for yourself. And you're just trying to, like, figure out what kind of identity you want to have, so you buy all that stuff. You try to relate to people through the stuff and all that. Like, eventually you would hope that coming out of high school and kind of being an adult, you would form some sort of identity, but I don't think some of these people ever do. I just think they fucking, that carries over, and they relate to people through stuff. And that's
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot like, I don't know if it's the same way where you're at, because I don't know what type of music Jenny is into or whatever, but I can almost guarantee you that 90% of everybody out, you know, in town, Prestonsburg, I can name you four bands or four musical acts that they will love, okay? It's always Nickelback. Nickelback is one.
Of course.
Guaranteed. Everybody's going to fucking love Nickelback.
And
Kid Rock. Kid Rock's another one. God damn it. Everybody fucking loves Kid Rock. I have no idea why. People think I'm nuttier than shit for not liking Kid Rock. But, let's see. What's some more, Uncle Boo?
Oh, my God. That's funny. I was going to say Daughtry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know about Daughtry around here, but, like, the country acts, too. Toby Keith would be a safe one around here, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But it's always the same fucking people, like, and to me, people that, and I know, like, this is pretty judgmental, but the people that listen to that type of music, I don't consider them, like, fans of music. Because if you're a fan of music, you're going to like more than just the shit that you hear on the radio.
What's on the radio.
Yeah,
like, I think that if people, like, really like music, I think, like, typically you can tell if someone's not, like, that into music or something because, you know, they just don't really have a whole lot of knowledge of it. It's like they just, like, you know, they listen to the radio or whatever, you know, songs are popular at the time or things like that. But... You know, it's just kind of strange. I don't know. I guess because, like, I've been so into music for, like, pretty much, like, my entire life that it's just, it's difficult to understand, like, when people aren't. Like, how like, someone wouldn't connect.
I bet you like you probably like the same type of music that Jess likes. I'd be shocked if you didn't. Like Jack Johnson and stuff like that.
I don't listen to Jack Johnson.
Yay!
Like, some of my friends used to and stuff, but I don't.
Well, good.
nobody really should listen to Jack Johnson.
No, I don't. I don't listen to Jack Johnson. I mean, I would, like, if I was in my, like, the car with my friends or something, I would listen to it, but I don't think it's anything that I would, like, go out, like, seek out or buy on my own.
Okay.
I mean, The whole topic of music right now, that could go on for like the next hour and a half, 2 hours. And I kind of...
Oh, yeah, we could have a whole show just about music.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of agree with what Jenny's saying, though. Like, I've always had a real... Like, somebody not liking music has always been a real deal-breaker to me.
Weird. Like, I'm skeptical of people who aren't into music, kind of.
Yeah, in terms of even, like, relationships or things like that. Like, if I'm with somebody and they... I mean, it's one thing I know Jess doesn't, like, in my opinion, have the greatest taste in music, but she has her own, like, niche of things that she actually likes to listen to that she's obsessive about, which is at least something that, you know, where she, you know, she really does enjoy music. It's just, it's really, in my opinion, crappy music, but that's neither here nor there, because it's all subjective with that anyway. But the people that just, that don't get into music, that just kind of like, they only ever listen to anything that's, like, kind of on the radio whenever the radio's on or whatever. Now, that fucking bothers me. That kind of thing is, I just don't get that. Like, how do you just not get into some type of music? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are certain bands, and again, I mean, you say it's all judgmental and everything, but to me, like, if you can't just kick back and listen to, like, you know, some classic Elton John or something and can't get any kind of enjoyment out of it and you think it's shitty. I mean, I just lose, you know, any type of respect for your opinion at that point. Because it's like, that's just classic fucking rock music. I mean, you know, I can understand if it's not your type of music, if you like, because I know some people just like hip-hop and Lil Wayne and all that bullshit. But, you know, if you're a fan of just... I mean, for me, lately, I just like just soothing shit because it just relaxes me and stuff. And it's just, you know, every once in a while I'll go on these little kicks where I'll listen to a lot of like Fleetwood Mac or Elton John or Neil Young and stuff like that. And it just, you know, it relaxes me. But I just, I can't, you know, if you can't enjoy music that's at least, you know, got some type of substance to it. I mean, I don't know how people can listen to fucking Lil Wayne. And I mean, I've heard some of that shit, and I'm like, this is fucking, how is this music, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's the part where it's like, it's completely subjective.
I guess.
I would never ever listen to that stuff, just because I don't really get it. And there must be people out there that do get it, but it's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that like the Happy Napper song out there.
And there's some of the shit that, I mean, actually, the majority of the stuff.
Mentioned Peter Murphy. Peter Murphy's good. I actually saw Peter Murphy, when was it? Sorry to interrupt you guys, but I just wanted to comment on something that somebody was talking about. I actually saw Peter Murphy at the 930 Club in D.C. If anyone's familiar with D.C. or, like, been around the 930 Club or anything,
I've just been around the 1045 Club.
It's really cool. It's, like, one of my favorite music venues. It's so nice. It's just it's this great little club. And but I saw Peter Murphy, God, almost, like, 15 years ago. It was when I was in, like, 10th grade. 10th or 11th. It was pretty young. I saw Peter Murphy at the 930 Club. And he didn't come out until, like, fucking 11:30 or so. Something ridiculous like that. He came out so late. But it was a great show. I absolutely loved it. It was so good.
Rambo fan just came in, and he doesn't like The Dark Knight Rises. Well, that's surprising. Yeah. I enjoyed it. But...
Oh, seeing Typo at the 930 Club would have been excellent.
I was thinking, though, like, I can't even really describe how much I hate music now, though. I mean, in terms of, like, new music and things like that. Like, there's really no way for me to fully convey just how awful it's gotten. It's anything mainstream anyway. Like, I'm sure there's some indie bands out there that are good or whatever, but, like, I'll give you an example. Like, I was listening to something that Jeff had on, like, classic alternative and stuff like that. In the 90s, when all that alternative stuff was coming out, like, I remember thinking, wow, like, this stuff is really, really awful, and it's not really that good, and, like, I pine for the days when, like, the rock and hard rock and metal music and stuff like that was around and all that. So I really didn't like that music at all then. And I hear it now, and when I compare it in my brain to the stuff that's on the radio now, I'm like, holy shit, like, that was amazing music.
Yeah.
I should have totally appreciated that music.
Yeah. And, like, and sometimes I wonder if it's just, like, nostalgia playing tricks on me, you know, like, if I'm just, like, and then it's not. Like, I realize it's not. The music actually was better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, because I'm actually, like, I actually have a nostalgia for certain types of music in the 80s that I know was not good, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
I don't think you appreciate something like that until it gets to a point where things are today. And then when you see the way that things, like, how much it's devolved, like, how much the music has devolved, you even look back to the 90s, which, you know, like I said, at one point in time, I really didn't think it was a great time period for music. But, I mean, my God, it's like, that shit is classic compared to this.
Yeah.
I actually think music 10 years ago, though, at least pop music, was worse than it is now, though, I've got to say. Because you had the boy band shit going on, and that was when, like, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and all that crap was popular. So, like, it's not the best now, but I think it was worse 10 years ago, honestly.
I don't remember what was out 10 years. I mean, honestly, let's see, 10 years ago would have been 2002. I think that the 90s were actually the last time period where I actually think any of that stuff was worth a fuck. But I think that more recently, like the modern stuff, like let's say, LMFAO or some of the more popular bands like right now, because rock really doesn't exist now. Like, I don't even know,
true.
Like, It just completely doesn't exist. Like,
you got Nickelback,
really,
and that's it.
Well, that stuff is like pop. I don't know. Like, I look at stuff like that as like, I just think that people just lump stuff. I mean, I think rock music exists. Not as much on the radio, like in the mainstream, but there's definitely quite a bit of it.
Honestly, though, like, to me, if we were being completely honest, like, at least now, like, and I can't say that about music 10 years ago, you have songs that are catchy, that are similar to, like, the pop songs of the 80s and 90s. Like, I probably couldn't name them for you, but, I mean, I hear them sometimes at work. Like, I know all of Adele's stuff is pretty catchy, you know, and memorable mm-hmm. that I've heard. And
she's an odd kind of exception to that, I guess. Like,
yeah.
That kind of came out of nowhere. That's one of those things where pretty much every song on that album is good too. Which
uh-huh.
is fucking insane for anything to come out now and be like that.
Yeah, and I can't really understand a goddamn word that Rihanna says, but like her shit is catchy. At least
it
like
is,
you'll be
it
fucking
is catchy, and it seems like she has a new fucking single every week. I'm like, where do these songs come from?
I don't know. I mean, and she writes all of her stuff too, I think. So you have to have
there's
like
that one. Here's that one song where I thought for a long time that she was saying "fell in love in an open grave," but she was
right. Well, that could happen. That could happen sometimes.
Fell in love in a hopeless place, I guess.
No, but we could have a whole show just about Rihanna, about how fucking retarded she is. But, I guess that's it. I mean, I know it's getting kind of late and you guys probably go to bed a little earlier than me, but I think it's been a fun show for sure. And, it's something I think we're going to try to do at least once a month, you know, and maybe like the next show we can have like, we can come up with different segments or something. I mean, this is just something we kind of threw out there and it seemed to work out pretty well. I mean, we didn't run out of stuff to talk about. That's for sure.
No.
I'd say it pretty much could go on indefinitely. Like,
I was telling you, you know, there's never a shortage of crazy shit to talk about. Like, there's always fucked up stuff going on around the country, around the world. Like, there's always stuff going on in our lives.
Right.
I mean, there's always going to be news and stories and things to talk about. It's not something that you, that you would ever run out of material for, you know?
For sure. And I'm sure, like... Yep.
Always stuff to talk about in life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we could possibly do this every week, but the thing is, you know, if we do it once a month, I think that's good. And then if it's something that we, you know, we can always do them every other week or something like that if there's
mm-hmm.
more stuff to talk about. I mean, it's just... It's one of those deals where it's fun to do. I mean, it's just, you know, bullshitting with friends and stuff. It's always fun.
Yeah. And, well, we also, like, I know how I am. Like, I'm the type of person who, I'm not, like, loud about my opinions. I don't, you know, I'm not the type of person who I feel like I have to, like, constantly be, you know, on my soapbox or saying my opinion about everything. But, you know, I do like to be informed and know what's going on in the world and what's going on in society and stuff. And I have an opinion about, like, pretty much everything. And I think, you know, you and Aaron seem to be like that, too. You guys seem to be, like, you know, just what I've known of you guys, you just seem to be, like, interested. I guess you're just curious and you seem to be well-informed and stuff. And it's like when you're that kind of person, you always have things to talk about.
Right. That's
because
true.
You're always, you know...
Yeah.
Engaged, I guess.
No, I'm pretty much willing to share my opinion with everybody. I don't really get it.
Yeah.
As long as we can get you out of prison, Uncle Bill, that's the big
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah,
we'll have to do a jailbreak.
Yeah.
Might have to cut some deals.
But,
All these damn places I got to hack into, though, in the next couple of weeks. I don't know.
That's true.
Pentagon. Yeah.
We're busy people. Yeah. We could crash the servers for the Olympics and all that stuff. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
But, Jenny and Uncle Bill, you know, it's been fun, and we will do it again sometime next month. And hope everybody enjoyed it. I know Sleepy said he thought it was better than the regular show. So,
yeah.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm not sure either.
Well, it sounds like he enjoyed it, so I guess it's a good thing.
Yep. Well, that doesn't say much about our show, though, either, though. He's like shitting on a regular show.
Yeah, you guys
show.
Have a good show.
All right, but, he's on a sliptastic voyage. He's
That's right.
But, thanks again, everybody, and we will see you, like I said, here in a couple weeks or whatever. And I don't know how we're going to end this, but I'll just play some music. I'll just play some music, and you keep business.
Doggone. Bye.
Bye. Hey now, motherfuckers, put your hands up in the fucking air. It's after dark, bitches. Midnight out Saturday night. Dip hit. Oh, suck it now. It's dip hit after dark. Dip hit after dark. The creepy Kentuckian motherfucker. Uncle Bill, motherfucker. Mama Jenny, motherfucker. Dip hit after fucking dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark, after dark. After dark, after dark, dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark. After dark, after dark, after dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark. After dark, after dark, after dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark, after dark. Dip hit after dark, after dark.